Smiles are cheap. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Keppel, California, with Smiles Are Cheap. Now, you notice I said articulately and slowly and precisely the important words. Smiles are cheap. Why do I say smiles are cheap? I say smiles are cheap because you don't really have to do anything to make them happen. They say your face exercises more muscles by smiling than by doing anything else, you know. And so that when you smile, you get frown wrinkles on your face. Yeah, you know. Now smile. Yeah, get your cheeks. Yeah. Wrinkles here. Yeah. But what do you see when you see a person smile? You see a twinkle in their eye. Now, if you don't see a twinkle in a person's eye, I would be very careful of their smile. Because their smile not only is fabricated, but their smile is false. Their smile is not real. Now, have you ever looked at a little baby lying in the crib, laughing and smiling? Have you ever really done it? And I say you haven't. But if you will, the next time you see a little child laying in the crib, laughing and smiling, take a bunch of pictures. Take a bunch of pictures and then look at them closely. You will see that there is an innocence and a naturalness and an ease of their smile. It just flows over their entire being. They just radiate that gentleness and that love. They just radiate the feeling of giggle and laughter and happiness. You know, they are that. And this is what we want to learn how to do. Now, I say learn how to do it. Learn how to do it.
Remember how to do it.
I'm giving the talk here, please. Learn how to do it. Thank you very much. You knew how to do it, and then you forgot. Thanks a lot. And you came before my sentence there, you know. And people are going to wonder now, what's he going to say next after that? Yeah. But you forgot. We all forgot. We forgot when, now, smile and I'll give you something nice. And so you wrinkle up your face. And that's not a smile. Did you ever look at an old man or an old woman? And we had an old woman here one time. Her name was Ilse. Ilse Vink. And we said, Ilse, you are playing a role in our fairy tale. What do you want to be? She said, I want to be the witch. And we said, oh, okay. So she was the witch. And when she put on her witch cackle and her witch expression, she was a very good witch. You know, and she knew how to do it right from her gut, you know, right from her soul, right from the essence of her being. And when she cackled and wished, everybody wanted to listen to her, not me. And I was telling the story. So be it. We had her on often. We had a witch in our story, even when there was no witches in the story, because it was such fun to watch her perform. And she had such a joy, such a deep down joy in doing it, because she just loved performing. She was an actress at one time, she told us, and I think she probably never stopped, always was an actress. But when your laughter, when your joy, when your smile comes from your gut, comes from right down in your innermost being, then you're fun to watch. Now, Irene Merkley has taken a clown school for several years. Now, Irene was an absolute failure in the beginning. She came to our seminars and she came to everything and she'd put on a little performance for us. But her performance was so made up that she was just ghastly. She's trying to look real funny and real different, but she didn't make it. Then we talked about it quite at length, and her teachers were always telling her, you should have the sadness, and you should have the anger, and you should have all these other aspects as well as the happy aspects, you know. And I told her, no. I said, the only clown that I'm interested in is a clown that's a happy clown. A clown that has anxiety or pathos, I'm not interested, you know. You've seen the two faces of the comedy figure. One looks like she's being killed, and the other looks like almost as bad because he's trying to smile. He got an ugly smile on his face. So, Irene changed her modus operandi a little bit, and she became happy. I said, when you go in to see these people, put that red nose on and say, hey, hi, you know, and just talk to them and just fool them. And they know what you're doing. I mean, they've been around the block 100 times. They're 9,900 years old, you know. And so you're not, but you are trying to be funny, and you think you're funny. And so you're funny. But when you're trying to be funny, and you don't think you're funny, and you're trying to have pathos, or you're trying to have a feeling of anxiety, well, then that's not so good. So when Irene changed her mood, everything changed in her life. Her patients that she worked with through the Spidex organization just totally changed. She went in to see these old babes and men who were getting ready to kick off, and she said, well, you're getting ready to kick off. How wonderful.
Well, how are you talking?
Well, aren't you? You think maybe it'd be fun to live? Well, you know, if you put a smile on your face, it would be fun to live. It'd be fun to have you living with me, too, if you had a smile on your face. That's what your family would probably say. If you'd smile to your family, they'd smile and say, hey, Graham, come on, let's go for a walk, you know. But if you got an angry look on your face and you're ready to die and you're ready to call it quits, they're going to say, hey, who needs that old thing around, you know. The sooner she passes off and leaves her money to us, the better, you know. But when you have a smiling grandma and you have a smiling grandpa, they're not in a hurry to get you gone, even if they're going to get some money from you. They're enjoying you as you are, as a smiling person. And this is true. This is true. I've worked with a lot of elderly people. And much as I talked with Irene about it, I worked with a lot of elderly people. And as I did this, I'd go in there and I'd act like a young spring chicken, which I was, and am always. And I'd talk to them and I'd say, hey, you know, let's go, come on, get up, let's dance. Let's do,
oh, I haven't got on my feet for a long time.
Well, hey, let me see. Take off that blanket.
I don't have my right clothes on.
Hey, you got a figure. You're a beautiful person. They might be fat and sloppy. They might be thin. They might be anything. I said, come on. Let me see. I bet if you stood up next to me, you'd be almost as tall as my wife. She came right under my chin, you know. Come on now, stand up. And then they stand up. And then I dance with them. And they loved it. They would love it. I had Edith Mary. Edith Mary couldn't dance and she couldn't do anything, but she got in the middle of everything, right in the middle of everything. And so she would take me to dances. She would take me to wedding parties, you know, like Ellen likes to go. She'd take me to wedding parties where they're having dancing, and she'd take me to all these different things, and then she'd dance. But she wasn't planning on dancing. She had these wooden Dutch shoes on, these wood shoes on her feet, and that's not for dancing, you know. So, and she's a little plump lady, like a little ball. And so we would do all sorts of dances, you know. And I would grab her around the waist, and we would start dancing and flying around the floor. And her legs would go out. Her feet never touched the floor. And her shoes would fly here and there. It's lucky nobody got hit. But they would just go sailing and sailing. And she wouldn't want me to stop. And I didn't want to stop. We just danced and danced and danced and just had a great old time. But she didn't know she could do it. And then she usually confided in me after the evening was over. She'd say, you know, when I went out tonight with you, I had this bad thing or that bad thing happen, and I wasn't in a good shape. And I didn't notice that. I didn't notice that at all. She said, well, I didn't either once we started dancing and doing something. And I said, that's very true. But look at a little baby. Look at a little baby. The innocence of a little baby's smile. The innocence of a little baby's laugh. Now, you say, well, yes, they don't know the world and its problems yet. Well, let's know that they never need to know the world and its problems. And we don't need to know it either. Does it do the world any good? And I ask you this with all seriousness. For you to sit and watch the program, for you to sit and watch television, the news. I was looking at something that somebody sent me, I think it was Henry, and it was something from the Olympics. And it was about, it wouldn't come up. Whatever it wouldn't come up. But what did come up was these guys who were swimming in the Olympics, and they were, the one guy won. He won by 1 second over the others. And so as soon as the race was there, he stood there, you know, really puffing. And one guy next to him took his arm and clobbered him on his head, you know, banged him on his head. I thought, oh my gosh. And then another guy gave him the finger. And I thought, my goodness sakes, here this is the Olympics and this is the winning swimmer. He must be a very naughty man. He must be a very unhappy man, and he must be the kind of man that nobody wants to be around. Now, he won. He won. He won because he pissed everybody else off and they didn't give their best. But he won. And they didn't like him. They wanted to, right at the very peak of the race, right at the very moment when he won, you know, when he should have put his arm up and said, you know, number one. But they really knocked him down. And I thought, now here I'm reporting it to you too. But think of the thousands and thousands, millions of people all around the world watching those Olympic Games and watching that sort of a thing that takes place. And they had to photograph it and put it on the newsreel. They had to do everything with it. Do you think that guy, that kid, is ever going to be asked by any company to endorse their product? I doubt it. You see, when we smile, and we're sincere about smiling, we don't try to win or lose. We just what?
Be ourselves and have fun. Yeah.
We give our best. We be ourselves and our... You went into the race to give your best, to be yourself and have fun. You went into the race to enjoy yourself, not to clobber anybody else or to beat anybody else or to, no matter what cost, you're going to win. Because if it's no matter what cost you're going to win, you can be sure that you've lost. Mm-hmm. You've lost already before you've even started the game. So let's us just learn to smile. Let's learn to smile like a baby smiles. And let's learn to get the most out of life, because life has so much to give. And it is just beautiful. And I know you're going to have a wonderful time. And today, I argued with myself for about an hour and a half over whether I should pick up another computer or not. And then have Ellen use the other computer and teach her how to use it and get her how to know that Apple, the MacBook, and then I would use the MacBook Pro. And so I bought it. And yeah, yahoo! And I brought it home, and I opened it. I haven't done anything with it yet, but it's very nice. And then they threw in a printer with it.
Wow.
They gave me a free printer. Oh, and wow. Then they gave me $300 off,
extra.
More extra. And then they gave me a bunch of other stuff, you know. And so that's that. But I was sort of saving for that for a long time, and now I put it on the credit card, and I'll give you the money so you have it for the credit card, okay? Is that okay with you?
Thank you, yes.
You're welcome. You're welcome. But I figured, why wait and tell you later? I might as well tell you right while I'm in the middle of telling things and get a smile out of all of you. And
the whole world is smiling with you.
Yes, 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 yes.
That's her.
And so what I neglected to do was to have them immediately transfer from this computer to the new computer, from my old computer to my new computer, my particular things, but no problem. No problem. They'll be there when I want them. And there is a thing called synchronization. And I'll just synchronize everything. And everything will be so beautiful. But so Ellen thinks that she's going to get more sleep now. But we're going to cut into her sleep by 1 hour every night as she learns to enjoy the computer. And another thing about the computer, I have always been reticent about getting into Apple because it's another program. And whatever your name is, Ellen's, he called you my sister when I bought it. You bought this for your sister. Yeah, okay. And so Ellen's son-in-law was telling us that Apple, 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 Apple. And we got sick of it. And then who else? My brother-in-law. what's his name? May and Kip. Kip. Kip was pitching Apple, 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 you know. And I would work on his apples, and I would do things on his apples, but I was never really thrilled with it. And then I said, I think to Ellen today, I said, Ellen, you know, the only thing wrong with the apple is that I'm trying to make a pig's ear out of a sow's purse, you know, or a silk purse out of a pig's ear, you know, or something like that, out of a sow's ear. And so these are interesting things, aren't they? Yeah, fascinating. And so I said, really? What do I want to do on the apple? What I want to do on the apple is write letters. I want to work with photographs. I want to work with my sound. And I want to work. Now, all these things, they're nothing. They're easy to learn. They're all done already. And all I have to do is just not say I don't know it, but just say I know it. And I already know it. And you know why I know it? Because we have put Word on there, which I already knew and still know. Excel is there, I know that. And what are the other things? That's database. And then we have...
CorelDRAW.
CorelDRAW, yeah. We see all these things, poof, 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 no problem. But I shouldn't try to make them... into PC. I should just make them into Apple and enjoy it. And so pretty soon we'll have you all on Apples and having a good time, because it certainly is the latest, the best, and the most fun.
The only one.
And it crashes the least, which is very nice. Crashes means that the program locks up and you have to shut everything down and start over again. You know. So, are you ready to smile about that?
Yes, sure. I'm ready.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.